He's a great investigative reporter and has a tremendous column on Sundays, Government Watch. And so we're going to begin our show today by chatting with John Lender from the Hartford Courant. John, welcome to CT on the Hill.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
And you have been following this story involving the now suspended superintendent of the Connecticut Technical High School System, Nivea Torres, and perhaps allegedly she's using taxpayers' money on promotional campaign material, social media. What can you tell our audience about this?
Well, it involves about almost $5 million of taxpayer money that the State Department of Education gets, and that's a division of the Connecticut Technical High School System within the State Department of Education. The superintendent of that technical school system, Nivea Torres, has been placed on an indefinite paid leave while there's an investigation of the money that she and this technical school system spent on a group in, a company, a public relations company in Rocky Hill called the PETA Group. She signed agreements dating back to mid-2014, now 3 years of agreements, all of them adding up to 10 different agreements for, you know, general public relations to promote the system, but also social media, people to write her tweets on her Twitter account, people to do updates on the LinkedIn social media platform. All adding, you know, the agreements added up to $1.3 million, and then there's another $3.5 million or so that went apparently, and I've looked through these invoices, apparently to make big media buys in newspapers and on TV, online advertising platforms, all kinds of stuff. But anyway, it's now under investigation by the state's personnel agency, the Department of Administrative Services. The commissioner of the State Department of Education was given some information by her department's internal auditors when they looked at the internal workings of this technical high school system, and she wrote a letter asking for an investigation. And when the Department of Administrative Services investigates, they're looking for possible, you know, possible behavior that could result in discipline up to firing. And so there are two, Ms. Torres and Dr. Torres and another six-figure assistant of hers have been suspended with pay while this goes on. And meanwhile, federal agents from the U.S. Department of Education, their Inspector General's office, have also written a letter asking for information, joined in their own investigation because they throw in about $8 million a year into the technical school's budget for the state of Connecticut. So yes, there are a lot of questions, about internal controls and how you're able to spend this amount of money. One administrator can approve all this, and who else was involved in it? You know, you look at the minutes for the they keep minutes of meetings of the technical schools, technical high schools governing board. And, you know, usually you'll see, or often you'll see, you know, the board was told that the superintendent intends to enter another one of these agreements for the next year, totaling, you know, several hundred thousand dollars. And move, we approve it, second, voted. There's nothing like that in any of those minutes for the last 3 years. So there are a lot of questions as to who approved it, how many people knew about it. And in a broader way, you know, public relations, the state spends tens of millions of dollars on advertising and public relations fronts. I mean, some of it's a little, you know, some of it's understandable. The tourism, you're always trying to get people, you know, what is it, Connecticut's still revolutionary is the latest thing. So you kind of expect that, you know, to do this much advertising on, you know, a component of the state education system. It's kind of unusual, and they don't have to go out to bid for it. There's an original, an initial master list of qualified bidders for public relations that's put together by the Department of Administrative Services, and these firms can be drawn on by agencies such as the Connecticut Technical High School System. Without a formal bidding procedure, it streamlines it, and I haven't even gotten into this much in what I've written, but the idea that they're supposed to, it's not even clear, they're supposed to get, you know, go on that list and get a few different quotes. That apparently didn't happen in this case, according to the State Department of Education. But it's a streamlined procedure to, I guess, avoid cumbersome procedures such as bidding. But in this case, if you think about it, you know, when is there ever an emergency situation where we need some emergency public relations?
Right.
You know, what would be the harm in putting it through an actual formal bidding procedure every time? And these are the kinds of questions that are presented by the situation.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of questions, and we're talking with John Linda from the Hartford Courant. The first one is, was this money used to promote the technical school system in Connecticut, or was it used more to promote Dr. Torres?
Well, it's a combination. I mean, some of it, in the actual letters of agreement, you know, for the PETA group, to write her tweets and prepare her social media materials, it said that it, you know, one of the aims was to, present her to the public as a quote, inspirational thought leader in education. A lot of it did promote her, and maybe no one's talking, you know, as to what the plan was or why. But it's clear that they wanted to put her forward as a figure to be promoted. Whether the thought was what promotes her also promotes the system, I don't know. There was one episode where she spent $84,000. She approved spending $84,000. This wasn't for the PETA group, but to join a national technical school education association, you know, one of these professional groups that have conferences. So she bought, spent $84,000 to buy memberships in that group. For everybody in the system, over 1,000 people, and it turned out that she was also running for one of the vice president spots in that national organization at the time, and around 230 of the memberships, 230 of the employees who she got memberships for, were eligible to vote electronically. You click something on the website and you can vote. Turned out she didn't win that election, but that's another question that the people for the state and are looking at, because there is a situation where the money, the taxpayer money that she spent, you know, could have helped her potentially anyway win a national election that would have increased her profile and prestige and all that.
So again, so our audience can wrap its mind around this story, what you're saying is there's a board that deals just with the Connecticut Technical High School System here in Connecticut?
Yeah, it's a board within a board. It's actually called the, it's a simple name, for once there's a simple name for a bureaucratic agency. It's called the Connecticut Technical High School System Board. And the chairman of it has not chosen, he's chosen not to comment while the investigation's going on. And, you know, the main question that I wanted to ask him is, you know, did how much of a hand did you and the board have in approving these this arrangement, the PR arrangement first, and these individual payments? Where were the, you know, the checkpoints? Because I don't see anything, you know, in 3 years of minutes for that board, all I see, there's one mention in June 2015 of Peter Group, and that was for them to come in and talk about a contract that had been entered a year before, again, without any mention of it in the minutes then, a contract to update and manage the system's new website. You know, and the website and the social media posts, a lot of videos, I mean, they're all, you know, they're not, you know, kind of the homemade videos that you or I would make.
Right.
I mean, they're very polished, you know. Yeah. So, anyway.
Do we know if anybody on this board or even Dr. Torres, if anybody has any connection to the PETA Group?
I don't have any indication of that. You mean like a business connection or a personal friend
yeah.
or anything like that? I don't have any indication of that. There is one other aspect of this. Two of the 13 agreements that added up to $1.3 billion that she signed involved a public relations slash lobbying firm. They're mainly known for lobbying. It's called Kozak and Selina. David Kozak and Adam Selina, they're over at the Capitol. You know, they're known as lobbyists.
Right.
In this case, they were used by the PETA Group. They actually share part of the office in Rocky Hill with the PETA Group, although they're, you know, a legally independent firm. But they were used to call up people and set up meetings with them. They, in the last story I did, they said that, look, we didn't lobby, which is, we didn't lobby state officials, because if they did, it would be a problem if they if actually lobbied legally, you know, under the legal definition of lobbying, because state agencies aren't allowed to hire lobbyists. So in this case, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the State Department of Education or a division of it, and you hire somebody to lobby, or and you have a PR firm hire somebody to lobby for you, it would really be, you know, an indirect but still valid, you know, it would be lobbying. They say they didn't lobby, you know, lobbying is very specific. There's no law in Connecticut against, you know, trying to influence a municipal decision. There's no law against municipal lobbying, and you can go to a congressman's office and but anyway, they say they set up meetings with municipal officials. They set up meetings with Joe Courtney's office, I think it was, one of the congressional offices, for the PETA Group, I think it was, or maybe it was officials for the CTHSS. But anyway, Kozak and Selina, this is another matter that the Education Commissioner wanted investigated. She was concerned about that contract also. They say they didn't do lobbying, and but, you know, again, these are people with you know, who are familiar with the authorities who they set up meetings with. So there was, you know, in that sense, there was a, you know, they were kind of promoting the promotional efforts of PETA, I guess the way to say it.
Now, Dr. Torres, as you mentioned, is she right now is on paid leave, essentially, at $169,000 a year, and her support in it at $123,000 a year, also been placed on paid leave. But what interesting to me there, John, is she sometimes uses a different name. Why would that be?
I don't know. I haven't been able to speak to the administrator who they put her in the when they wrote her a letter that they it was Asanasula Tanasi. that's a married name, I guess. But in all the documents on all the invoices, everybody knows her as Sandy Casper. That's all I know about it. I mean, everybody knows who it is. I mean, there's no, you know, subterfuge or anything there. I just don't know the ins and outs. Yeah.
I mean, is this a situation where the state perhaps is on the defensive when a story like this explodes, essentially, and here we are, cash-strapped Connecticut, and money is being utilized in this way?
Yeah, I mean, it's a definite yes. There are all kinds of questions. Like, who knew about this, and, and how was it approved, number one? And then turn the question around is, you know, why didn't people know about this? Why didn't people know about this sooner? These are all questions that, you know, there's an investigation going on by the Department of Administrative Services. That presumably will determine whether anybody needs to be disciplined or dismissed in the eyes of the DAS. And then there's a whole process, you know, for that. And that could be weeks, or months away. But I would presume that they're also going to make determinations of, you know, who should have known about this. And if they determine that all of this, or all or part of this spending was, should not have been done in this manner, you know, who should have been watching more closely, or, you know, how can it be avoided in the future? On a general level, you could easily avoid that kind of stuff in the future by just using, you know, what most people would consider to be common sense, which is if you're going to enter a contract for a certain amount of money, you know, whether it's $50,000 or $10,000, you know, what's the harm if you have a board of people whose job it is to oversee the technical high schools, put it in front of them, note it. You know, this is a public thing. The public, the minutes are kept, you know, really for you and me and anybody to look at them. I mean, and now they're online. So, you know, why not, even if it's determined by lawyers that, well, you don't really need to make a motion and approve it. Why not put it in the minutes that the board reviewed the proposal, was presented with the proposal, and nobody objected? I mean, something. That was a really surprising thing to me, that all this money got spent. You know, and okay, in the scheme of a $20 billion annual budget, people in government sometimes seem to be numbed to amounts of money. But, I mean, $4.9 million. It's still a lot of money.
It sure is.
Over a period of 3 years.
It sure is. Meanwhile, final question: who's running CTHSS? Who's overseeing it?
You know, I can't think. There's an assistant superintendent whose name hasn't surfaced in any of the questions about spending and all that, and he has been designated as the interim superintendent. And letters have been sent to all the parents of all the kids who go to this school system, you know, and they're very motivated, hardworking students, you know. They're more, I think, than the general high school that you and I went to, you know, way back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, these kids are directed, they have a right, their parents have a right to be concerned. And, you know, some of them are. I hear from some of them asking what's going on, and you can't blame them.
Well, very illuminating piece, John. We always enjoy your work and also Government Watch. But thanks very much for informing our audience about this important story.
Well, sure. Thanks for inviting me on.
You take care.